This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 231 for Thursday, January 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pulling back on Thursday morning, getting pressure from losses in other oil seeds. The March canola contract gives up $6.10 at $628.20 per ton, and the May contract loses $6 at $633.10 per ton. Mounting declines in the Chicago soy complex are putting pressure on canola, with losses in European rapeseed also weighing on values. Rising global crude oil prices are attempting to limit declines in the oilseed market. Canola crush margins are relatively firm, with the old crop position still more than $170 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is slipping back on Thursday morning. The loonie slips to 74.07 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.16. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report, and for the week ending January 18th, old crop soybeans come in at 561,000 tons and well below market expectations. Soy meal export sales are 256,000 tons and a mere 100 tons for soy oil, with both meeting their range of trade guesses. Export sales of U.S. corn include 955,000 tons of old crop and 37,600 tons of new crop. Those for wheat are 451,000 tons of old crop and 59,000 tons of new crop. All corn and wheat sales are within market expectations. The USDA attaché in China pegs that country's corn imports for the current marketing year at 20 million tons, and China's corn production is to increase to 223 million tons. In South America, the increasing soybean harvest in Brazil and a large crop for Argentina in the coming months is putting pressure on global oil seeds. While rain in Brazil is delaying the soybean harvest, there will be more soil moisture as the second corn crop is seeded afterwards. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday morning. The March contract falls 14 cents at $12.26 per bushel. March soy oil gives up almost 9-tenths of a cent at 46.45 cents per pound. March soy meal is down $1.10 at $362.20 per short ton. Chicago corn is slightly lower, with its March contract dipping a penny at $4.51 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract retreating 6 cents at $3.60. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March easing back a penny at $6.10. Kansas City March gains 3 cents at $6.29. And Minneapolis March rises 4 cents at $7.09. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.